song. Let's pray. Father in heaven, it is our joy to come because you are our hope, you are our peace, you are our joy, and we come to you this day. We thank you for the fact that we get to celebrate the birth of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the one full of grace, full of truth, who has come, who has taken on human flesh so that we might have hope in this life and in the next. Jesus, we love you, we worship you, and we welcome your Spirit to come and to lead us to a place of encounter with you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we pause just to turn our eyes and our affections to you, to turn our attention to you, and to lift up your praise this morning. Lord Jesus, may everything that we do, may it exalt you and glorify you. And Father, as we do that, may your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven and in our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning. Merry Christmas Eve. I invite you to rise and join us in worship as we praise the Lord and worship him through these well-known classic Christmas songs. I just want to take a moment to ask the Lord to breathe upon them afresh so that we wouldn't, go on autopilot, go through the motions, but that these words, Lord God, we ask, would just speak to us in a fresh way, bless us with the fresh awe and wonder of who you are and of your great love for us. And God, just be glorified through it, and we pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Sense. Yes, Jesus, we just declare today that we love you and we praise you because we know that you stepped into this world because of your great love for us to bring us back to you. And so we just want to take this time to reflect on your goodness, on your mercy, and your love, and offer you all of the praise. So I invite you, as you feel led, to just offer up those prayers of adoration to him. We know that Jesus is Emmanuel, that was the name given to him, which means God with us. And so we know that even now he is here with us in this room. So I just want to leave a little space that you would just be open, and if you would like, hold your hands out to receive what he has to give you. But more importantly, just come with a heart posture of receiving. Just let him minister to your heart. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Oh. God, we just thank you and praise you for the wonderful gift that you have given us, a beautiful relationship with you, Jesus. We just reflect on the truth today of who you are and what you have done for us. And Lord, we invite you into our hearts and into the space to speak to us in a fresh way, Lord. We are here with hands open, ready to receive the new mercies that you have in store for us. And Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes, open our ears to see the deep truths that you have in store. We ask, Lord, that every distraction, stressor, you know, that's within this room, within our minds, would just fall to the floor so that our eyes could be fixed upon you, so that we could hear clearly, so that we could see clearly. And we just invite your presence, Lord. We know that you're here with us, but we ask that you would help us to become more aware of your presence here in our midst. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. Before the children go, I would invite you to open a Bible. If you have one, either a copy of it or a written copy or on a phone, tablet, to Luke chapter